All I can say after watching that video is, wow, Andrew, that is amazing and that is impressive. And I think that just epitomizes what the Young Farmer Award is about. I guess I'd like to thank Bayer for putting this on and for sponsoring the award. And Angie and I talked a little bit about this before I came up here. I didn't know I was going to talk, so I don't really have anything ready. And she said, well, what have you been doing in the last year since winning this award? What has this award meant to you? And several things popped to my head right away. First, you know, last year we talked about comfort zone, for those of you that were here. And getting outside of our comfort zone, I'm not going there. Bear is not spelt that way. I'll let that one soak in. Anyhow, and I had several opportunities to get outside of my comfort zone to speak about agriculture issues. And there's something that's been weighing on my mind, and I've been trying to make it come to fruition. And it's we work with the local food bank in Crookston, and they work with whole raw goods. We have a lot of potatoes in our area, edible beans, and I've been trying to figure out a way to make my farm a part of that. How can we donate to that? How can we help combat hunger? And that came from this conference last year for me. And hearing, was it Jeff this morning, the football player? Hearing him talk about that this morning, just ever since then I've been thinking, I've got it. Having people come to the farm to help with the harvest, it's easy for me to plant the sweet corn, it's easy for me to plant the potatoes, it's easy for me. Here's a way for them to work, get involved, harvest the food themselves, take it home with them, and feel good about what they did and help combat hunger in the same time. So that's something I am going to do whatever I can to try and get implemented on my farm. The other thing that we've been doing, my wife and I for a while, and she really took it this last year to a new level, is we host kids on the farm. My background is a teacher. Love kids, love children. We have 6 kids ourselves. Hopefully we have more, but we'll see. And so we have kids generally 3rd grade through 6th grade come to our farm, and we do hay rides, and we go out in the pasture. And I come from a rural town, a rural community, and our town is probably 90% agriculturally based, and yet these kids, hardly any of them, have ever set foot on a farm. And are amazed when you turn a water hydrant on, that water comes from the ground. And they're amazed that cows walking out in the pasture, and what's that calf doing underneath that cow? They're eating. We had an instance where the calf was in from behind the cow instead of on the side, and the cow decided to spread its fertilizer right on top of the calf. And the kids thought that was just hilarious. Those experiences tie them to agriculture, and it plants seeds for the future that they'll remember that. Maybe they're a legislature someday. Maybe they're sitting here telling an agriculture story. I know they will remember that. And at the end of that day, when we have the kids together, my wife puts together this table with boxes on it. And inside each box is some type of farm commodity. And the kids have a list. There's 10 boxes, and they have to reach in and feel what's in there. And she has, you know, like the first one, this material is used to make bread. Of course, they reach in, they feel it, it's wheat. And it's a competition to see who can get all 10 of them right. So we do wheat, soybeans, corn, silage. You know, this is a material that we chop, we use to feed the cows. They reach in, they have to smell, they guess it's silage. Well, the last one that she did this year is, this one comes from cows and we use it as fertilizer. And the older kids are all going, not wanting to reach in there. The little kid's not really realizing what that is. They're diving in hand first, and they're in there feeling it and pulling it out. And this is good. Can we get some of this for at home? Well, she put chocolate pudding in there. And so we got a call from a mom asking where we could get this stuff that we use for fertilizer from the cows because her kids thought it was so good. So again, those experiences that those kids are going to bring with them for the rest of their life, bringing them back to the farm. And I guess as farmers, I think we need to continue to do that and do more of that. And again, those ideas and innovations come from here. So thank you, Bayer Crop Science. Thank you for all the work that you guys do in telling our story. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.